from the people who do the job every day. It's not looking good for a budget resolution. It looks more like a budget breakdown. We'll have the latest on that for you as well. The administration's open government sites may not go dark after all. All of that this hour, but first, the White House asking you to help with something that could affect how your agency makes big decisions. The Council on Economic Quality wants you to nominate a project that could make environmental reviews more efficient. Those reviews are part of a federal law that requires agencies to consider the environment before acting on some projects. Gary Guzzi is the council's deputy director, joining me now to explain what you need to know. Gary, thanks for being on the show today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Happy to do it. These reviews are part of the National Environmental Policy Act. What are you asking people to do, and why and how?
Well, for 40 years, the National Environmental Policy Act has been the cornerstone of environmental protections in our country. And what it does is it requires that agencies evaluate the environmental consequences of major federal actions and look before they leap. And what we're asking members of the public and members of the federal community to do is to give us the best ideas on how to conduct these reviews in the most efficient fashion possible, in the ways that will take the least time, that will spend the least amount of money, and yield the best environmental protections. And there may be all sorts of innovative ways to do that.
Is it fair to call this crowdsourcing since you're opening this up to the public?
Well, you could call it that. Others have called it the American Idol of government efficiency. But there's lots of names for it. But what we want to do is really just provoke innovative thinking. But innovative thinking that still helps to protect our environment.
Now, over the last couple of years, this has become a little more common in government, but one of the pushbacks on this normally is, we're just going to get a whole bunch of wacky people with goofy ideas. What kind of feedback do you expect? I'm sure you're going to get some crackpots, but talk about the willingness to put those aside to be able to see the innovative stuff.
Well, that's exactly right. If we get, you know, one or two or a handful of things that don't make sense, but get a dozen or 100 or 1,000 great ideas, then it's obviously well worth it. And when we've done this in other areas, like for finding energy efficiency ideas for the federal government, we literally got 165,000 votes across the government for good ideas. And there were all sorts of great ones that are now being implemented. So our goal is to find things that are replicable, that we can draw lessons from, that we can track, really demonstrate results from, and then deploy more broadly across the federal government.
That energy efficiency one, I think, is a good example of this, because you came up with things, I imagine, that although you have a tremendous amount of extremely bright people who know these issues, there were, I'm sure, things that you'd never occurred to anybody.
There were great things that were on the ground that only happened because people really knew the details. And whether they were in towns like Martinsburg, West Virginia, or people from Washington, D.C., there were some people who came up with just some brilliant solutions that helped to improve agency missions, to do it in a way that was at far less cost and saved the government a tremendous amount of energy and the taxpayers huge resources.
Yeah, tell me about how this works mechanically when I go to the website that we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com.
Oh, you go to the website. There's a simple form to put in the details of the idea. There's a request for input from the affected government agencies, and then we'll take those and work with a panel of experts from across the government on the National Environmental Policy Act, on NEPA, evaluate them, select up to five, and then the website will not only have the nominations, but also track then the projects that are being implemented over time, as well as an evaluation of them and ultimately the recommendations that came from them.
All right. Mechanically, what did you have to go through as far as the back office stuff, at the risk of getting a little too nerdy, to get this set up? I'm just trying to picture an agency that's going, this is a good idea. I'm hearing a lot about this. I'm seeing some good results, and I'm liking what Gary's telling me, but I'm not sure where to start, how to go about doing the same kind of thing to really get engaged with citizens.
We did a lot of consultation with experts both in and out of government, with the idea of how do we really drive results and find the best ideas. And what we recognized is we in the federal government, despite our expertise in this area, may not have all of the best ideas. So we wanted to provide a platform that was, one, simple to use, simple to access, and that, too, could be available both to members of the federal community who have expertise, to members of the federal community who are on the ground with detailed information and may know specific examples, and lastly, to members of the public. And the idea is to be able to have something that can be easily seen, easily viewed by people, easily tracked and monitored, because at the end of the day, NEPA is all about accountability. It's about the government doing things in a way that are informed by public input and accountable to the public. So that's what we really wanted to foster with this.
Is there anything that you're doing differently this time around than what you did before, where maybe you said, oh, we learned that this would work more smoothly if we did it this way, or if we avoided such a situation or whatever?
Well, we haven't done this with the public before. We've never asked broadly for a call for innovative ideas. What we did was we tried to at least provide some examples, flag some areas where we thought there would be some benefits from further thinking and really germinating some good thoughts. And that includes things like coordination with state and local environmental reviews, the actual technical means of gathering data or making it available to the public, real-time information, dedicated federal teams, dedicated resource teams. All of those kinds of ideas are ones that we wanted to at least flag for people to be thinking about so that we can provoke some really good solutions.
And you actually touched on what my last question was going to be, Gary, and that is, how are you getting this word out to people who are knowledgeable about these things to let them know we want to hear what you have to say?
Well, we appreciate your willingness to help us do that, certainly. But we're using our website. We're using press releases. We're using our Facebook page. There's, very good effort to get the word out. Federal agencies are helping us do that with their constituents. We've gone out to NEPA experts both in and out of the government. So I think we've got a pretty good network, and certainly welcome any ideas on how to do that also.